We are learning Maseches Bava Basra Daf Pei Amud Beis, and we're starting two dots on Daf Pei Amud Aleph. It's in the Mishnah that Chalais Dvash Meniach Beis Chalais, that you leave two chalais for the Moicher, and you could take the rest. And the reason why I have to leave those two chalais is because the bees have, they want the bees to live all year. They have to live off the honey, and in the winter they don't produce honey. They need the flowers to produce honey. So those two honeycombs are left in the beehive in order for the bees to have sustenance the whole year, the whole winter, from those beehives. Now, the Gemara goes into a discussion of Tumah v'Taira, and it's the Geah, what it says in our Mishnah. Amar Rav Kahana, Devash v'Kaveras, honey in a honeycomb, in a beehive, Eina yoytzer medei meichel oilam, has a din oichel, has din food, even without having a mind for it to be food. Amar Kasav le'boye machshava, you don't have to have machshava. Devash be'etzem, inherently, is food, and therefore, you don't have to have machshava, oh, I want that for food. It's automatically considered a honey, considered food. And what's in the gay? It's the gay of tumah. Tumah v'tayra. We know that only food can be makabel tumah. Something that's not a food is not makabel tumah. Sand and rocks are not makabel tumah. It has to be a food. So here, it has a dim food, and it's makabel tumah. Meisvei, Master Kasha. It says in a braisa, dvash bekaveres, dvash in a kaveres, dvash in a honeycomb, in a beehive, ein eloi oichel, loy mashka. It doesn't have a din oichel or mashka. We know that the shiurim are different. The oichel is metame if it's kabeya, and a mashka is metame berevius, and that's the metame. Other things become tame itself, even a kolshu. Has no din, not a oichel, not a mashka. That's what says klar. So we have first a bright. So that dvash bekaveres is not a oichel. So it's a kasha Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said that dvash, honey, in a beehive is considered oichel. Here we see klar, it's not oichel. On my abaye, it's not shver. Letzricha lois and shtei chalos. We're talking about those two chalos that you put aside for the bees. Since you put it aside for your Moisak HaShomim, like the Rashbam says, the Panosh HaDvayrim, you put away for the winter, for sustaining the bees, so it has no din of food. It's not Eichel. It's bee food. And therefore, it doesn't have a Shem Eichel. Those two, I was Miyached, the opposite way, I was Miyached it for the bees, and therefore it's not Mekabel Tumah. So Dvash Mekaveres, Ein Lo Eichel Mashka means those two chalos that I set aside for the bees. That's one teretz, a bias teretz. Rav Amar, no. Rava didn't like a bias teretz. Why not? Because it's not mashma, dvash v'kaveres sounds like a general rule. It doesn't sound like only those two chalas. It says dvash v'kaveres, and like only mashka. All dvash v'kaveres sounds like. It's a doichik a bias teretz. A bias means only those two chalas. It should speak it out. The bias doesn't sound like that. It's different. Rava says different teretz. Rava says no, none of the dvash is v'kaveres tumah. Why? It's Rav Eliezer. Rava am Rav Eliezer. It's going according to Rav Eliezer. The Tanai, into the Mishnah. We had Rav Eliezer before mentioned in the Gemara of Samachem Abayis in Perik Amoyches Abayis. The Tanah, look at the Mishnah. Kaveres Dvarim, a beehive. Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer, Harei Kekarka, has din of Karka, and therefore, the Koisim Lo Prosbul, you can write a Prosbul. We know in order to write a Prosbul, you have to own Karka. What's the reason? There's different reasons, but like upon him, a loiva has to have Karka in order for a Malva to write a Prosbul on his Choyv. Veinav Kabel is Tumah, since it's Karka, it's not Makabel Tumah, but Mekayma, when it's in its place, means the beehive and the honey in it is not makabel tumah. And if you take out honey on Shabbos, yichayev chatos because of kaitzer. So it has the mamish of karka kointer b'liyazer. It's not karka. You can't write prusbel on that. It's not like karka and it's makabel tumah. If someone takes out honey from there on Shabbos, his pot is not considered kaitzer from a chuba. Omer Rav Elazar. The Amora of Rav says, my time with Rav Eliezer. What's the reason for Rav Eliezer, the Tana Rav Eliezer, that says it's din karka? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, by Yitvul Oysa, B'yaris Devash. It says, the whole Pasuk says like this, V'yonis and Yon, they were at war, and Sha'ol HaMelech had made a shvua that no one's allowed to eat anything, but Yonis did not know about it, and he was starving. V'yonis and Loishama, B'hashbiya, Ove V'esha'om, B'yishlach, Eskitzei HaMata, he took the end of a stick, Asher B'yodoy, V'yitvul Oysa, B'yaris HaDevash, he dipped it into the honey. His eyes lit up. He was mamish about to die from hunger. He mamish, he lit up. Upon him, it says over there, but Yari said dvash. What does a yar got to do with dvash? Yar is a forest, and dvash is honey. What does a forest got to do with dvash? El loim lach teach us my yar tells me on Shabbos chayv chatas. It's just like by a yar, a forest. If you cut something off on Shabbos, you chayv chatas av dvash. Haroi de menem Shabbos chayv chatas. Dvash also, if you take out dvash from the honeycomb, from the beehive, you chayv chatas. So what do you see? You see that fear of Eliezer, honey in a kaveres is ksidr mechubur. If it's ksidr mechubur, we know mechubur lekar cannot be kabel tova. If you have an apple sitting on a tree, you cannot make it tome. And even if you mechashiv alav, it doesn't help because it's mechubur lekarka. Even I think, oh, I want it to be oichel. No, it's mechubur lekarka, it's not mekabel tova. So that's beautiful pshat in the braisa. The braisa said vash bekaveres. Ain't lo oichel lemashke zokt rava. Beautiful pshat. He's talking, going to Rabbi Eliezer, holds that mechubur lekarka, which is the din of a kaveres, vash and kaveres, mechubur lekarka, it's not mekabel tova. That's what the Brisa is talking about. The Brisa says it's loy oichel imashka. It's not mekabel tuma. Not mekabel tuma because it's mechubur. Which Mishnah? Rav Kahana is talking about when it's not mechubur. Rav Kahana is not mechubur. Rav Kahana said that dvash is mekabel tuma means when it's not mechubur. When you or no, that's the wrong shot. Rav Kahana is not going to Rav Eliezer. That's all. Rav Kahana is going to Rav Eliezer. That's Rav Kahana going to Rabbana. Rabbana hold that's not the karka. Rav Kahana is going to the Rabbana. And therefore, it's mekabel tuma because it has din oichel, and we're not even thinking about it. Rav Eliezer agrees it's din oichel, but the problem is it's mechubur lekarka. Apple is an oichel also, but it's mechubur lekarka, not mekabel tuma. So the answer was that the brice is going to Rav Eliezer. Rav Kahana is going to Rabbana, and the brice is going to Rav Eliezer. That's the tarot of the thing. So we have two truths to the brice. Abaya says, "What's the tarot of the brice? What's the tarot of the Abaya? It's one of those two chalas." It's a very specific case. That says not mekabel tuma, it's over two chalas. Rav said no, it's over everything. But going to Rav Eliezer holds mechubur lekarka. That's a two truths. So to Gemara, meisvei, I'm asking you a kasha. Meisvei, dvash hazov mekaverotoi. It says in a brisa, dvash that drips out of the kaveres, ain't loy oichel v'loy mashke. Dvash that drips out of the kaveres is not a oichel, not a mashke. Now we got a big problem here because here it's not mechubur anymore. So bishlam la'abaya nicha. We're talking about those two. Chalos that was set aside for the bees, it dripped out. It's not mekabel tuma because that's bee food. Ela l'rava, but if you rava that holds that really the dvash, if you rav kahana is considered oichel. The only pshat is because mechuber here it's not mechuber. So why in the world is not a oichel in mashke l'rava kasha omer rav zvid or kimta? The answer is like this: omer rav zvid going to zava gabi kli mos. It dripped out into a disgusting kli, and therefore. Dripped down the Katholic, therefore it doesn't have a shame oichel because it never got a shame oichel. It was mechubur, and straight from mechubur, it landed up on a kli ma'os. The Rashbam speaks out that if it's oichel before already and drips out, even on a kli ma'os, then avad be mekabel tuma. Avad be mekabel tuma, because once it's oichel, to make it not a oichel, it has to be nifsa machilas kalev. But here it was never oichel, and it drips on the kli ma'os, it doesn't get a shame oichel. Rav Acha by Yaakov, I'm going to zova gabi kaskasim. It dripped onto these twigs, and since it dripped on these twigs, where it's now royu to be oisifit, you can't gather it anymore, and therefore it's not considered oichel. Mashenkin, the Rashbam says fidus teretz akli moros would be considered oichel. So the answer is the kufi rava should be really oichel. Teretz is it dropped on the kli moros or dropped onto twigs where you can't use that honey. Meisvei not a kasha. Says dvash bekavartoi. Dvash be in loichel loy mashke. Chishuv lav lachila. But if you think of it, lachila matamim tumas oichlim. If you think about lamashkin, matamim tumas mashkin. So here you have a big problem here, because dvash bekavartoi still mechubur. So mishlam la baya nicha. Because it's also mechubur. The whole problem was that I set aside for bees. Here, if I make a machshava now for oichel for mashke, it's tamei. It's good. El rava that says we're going according to Rabbi Eliezer. That's mechubur le karka. It's mechubur. That's mechubur. Mechubur lekarka. So marav shach. What's the pshat over here? If we're going to Rabbi Eliezer, so chish doesn't work. If we're going to the Rabbanon, so then it's oichel before chish shevelav. The fear of Kana. So we have a big problem over here. El Rava kasha. Avalach Rava tritz hachi. This is you read the brisa, and like Tosha speaks out, it not be my gear the brisa. Just say you read it. Chish shevelav lachila. Even if you chish lachila, ain't a matam to mezoich lemashkin, ain't matam to mezoichlin. Lemashkin, ain't matam to mezoichlin. Go back to this brisa. Let's see, read like this. Dvash bekavarta, ain't a loyach of lemashka. And if fill a chish of lachila, it's not matam to mezoichlin, matam to mezoichlin. Because it doesn't help. It's mechobel karka, it doesn't help anything. That's a top toys, read top toys. Ain't a gear brisa, top toys. Allah command the dvash bekavarta, ain't a loyach of lemashka, ain't a zeh, shem chish lachila, she doesn't help. Like even the gabi chashiva on it does not help. Tanya kavaseh derkano. In Brisa, it's a right to Rav Kahana. Tvash bekavartoi mitamet tumas oichlim shloim machshava. Rav Kahana that we have a Raisa, right to Rakana, Sari Paskin, that Dvash and Kaveris is not in Machshava, it's with Talmud to Mosheichel not Machshava. I, these Brises that are Kashas, we have two Drutzim, we have a Bayez Teretz that's still going after those two Chalas that are made for bees, or Rava's Teretz that are going to Rabbi Yezer, that was with Chubba. And Rakana is not going to Rabbi Yezer. Zotting more about it. The end of the Mishnah says, Zaysim Lokutz, Meniach Shtei Greifiers. If you're buying wood from a olive tree, the loch is you have to leave two greifiers so it can regenerate itself. Tanar Bar Lintan Abraisa. Halakech Ilam Echaveroi. You buy a tree from your friend, Lokutz. You're only buying this tree from your friend, not because you're buying the tree, you're just buying the wood, the wood of the tree right now. So halacha is, you got to leave the meicher opportunity to grow it back. So halakech ilam echaver, this braisa is a separate braisa, it's a separate braisa, it says, halakech ilam echaver, lokutz, magbia menakarka tefach. You should don't cut close to the ground, mamish, you pick it up a tefach, and you go up a tefach, and you cut off a tree in there. And this way, the tree will grow back for the owner. When it comes to a besulas hashikma, a sycamore tree that was never cut, leave three tvachim. Sadin hashikma, that's a sycamore tree that was already cut once. Base tvachim, leave two tvachim on the ground, it'll regenerate itself. By konim, uvekvanim, by reeds and vines, it has a little bit of a bump, like a knot in the tree. You have to leave from that knot and up, and therefore it'll regenerate itself. Comes to but the column varozim when it comes to palm trees and cedar trees, chayfer umesharish. The loch is you could dig it out completely. Why? If you say gizel machlav, doesn't grow back anyway. Doesn't regenerate itself anyway. That's what it says in the Brice. The Mara's a cash on this. Vesulas hashikma gimel tvachim binon. You're telling me about vesulas hashikma. It needs three tvachim more to regenerate itself. But if it's one tefach, it won't regenerate itself. Raminu masu a cash. It says regarding Shvias, Ein Koitzim Besuos HaShikma B'Shvias, Peshu HaAvayda. You're not allowed to cut a Besuos HaShikma on Shvias because it's HaAvayda. Why? It makes it regenerate itself. It helps the tree. And there we should not cut the tree. Rudaim, it says, depends. Rudaim says, Kidarkoi, if it's a way that it helps it out, Osir. But do it in a way where it won't be good for the tree. You know what you do? I'm like, Be your Tvachim. Either you cut above your Tvachim, V'Koitzitz, or you go in your Mam Oretz. You cut it flush to the ground, and then it's no good. But between 0 and 1, whatever, we'll call it between 1 and 10, that is good. When you cut that much, it does regenerate itself, and that's good for the tree. That's what Yehuda says. So we have a kasha from Rav Yehuda here. Ma'ema oretz hudakashi. Only is it not good, is mamish flush to the ground. Ha'idach, let's say it's one tefach ha'malilah. So why does it say you have to leave three tefachim? You should be able to, one tefach should be enough. So Gemara answers, Omar Abaya, Gimel Tvachim Malila, Gimel Tvachim for sure is good. Me'im Aretz Vadi Kashula. And if it's flush to the ground, it's definitely no good. But between 1 and 10, besides for 3, is already a suffix if it's good fit or not. Above 10 for sure is no good. Flush to the ground for sure is no good. Between 1 and 10 is a Shaila. 3 is for sure good. So Gabi Shvias, by Shvias, we got to do something for sure that's a Safek Daraisa. You have to do something for sure that's not going to make it regenerate. So therefore, you got to do above 10 or flush to the ground. Gabi Shvias, Avdin Lamid, the Devadi Kashila, that's a sure no good, which is above 10 or a flush. Gamecha Chamemka is the opposite. There, you have to make sure 100% that the owners are not going to lose. You have to do something that's vade good, and therefore we give you a shear of 3 tvachim, because you have to make sure you're leaving the meicher something that's so good. Now the Gemara ends off to the Mishnah with a shtikel agarata, bissel agarata. The Gemara said in this brisa that but the kolim va'arozim choyfer mesharis. Let's dig out the whole tree. Why? Because tfi ingezim machlef, it doesn't regenerate itself anyway. So it's saying this by a cedar tree and a palm tree. Does the erez, a cedar tree, doesn't regenerate itself? But Darash Rav Chiya Bar Lulaini, my dechsiv, what's pshat in the pasuk that says, tzadik hatomo yifroch, a tzadik will sprout like a palm tree, ke erez bavonin yiske, and it will grow like a cedar tree in Lebanon, in Levonin, which means Yerushalayim, pashas. It'll grow like a cedar tree in Yerushalayim, or Levonin, which could be a Beis Mikdash. But like upon him, what do you see? That a tzadik is compared to a palm tree and a cedar tree. So Shaila is, which one is he? Is he a palm tree or a cedar tree? Im nema tamar lama nema eros. Nema eros lama nema summer. What's going on here? So Gemara says, we want to give the tzaddik both milas. Ilu nema eros. If it just compared him to a cedar tree, lama nema tamar, not a palm tree. So im nema eros inus peres. Just like eros doesn't give off peres fruit. Av tzaddik inus peres. Maybe a tzaddik not give peres, which means the Rishpam stup shatim means maybe a tzaddik. Maybe tzaddik not give peres. It means that he doesn't get olam haba. Just he gets all schar over here in this world. Olam haba. That's what you would think maybe. So you have to teach us. No, tzaddik is like a tamar that gets peres. Gets peres olam haba. Second pshat in Rashbam is that he not only gets peres olam haba, he gets peres in this world also. But in any case, we're saying he's like a tamar. He gets peres. And without comparing it to a tamar, you think he doesn't get peres. Kach nema tamar. Rim nema tamar. Just compare him to a palm tree that has peres. He's saying, just like a tamar deka, a palm tree, in gezim achlif, doesn't regenerate itself. Av tzaddik in gezim achlif, tzaddik also will not be gezim achlif. What does gezim achlif mean? What by a tzaddik? It means the Rashbam says, in mace, maybe shalyol ben kamaisoi, iname yipol yokum, if he falls, he won't stand up. So maybe he doesn't regenerate itself. Kamash v'lam from an erez that a tzaddik does regenerate himself. If he falls, sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam. Kach nema erez. So what do you see from here, Lamaise? A beautiful pshat in the Shema Kishtekot Torah, but you see an erez regenerates itself. And we said over here, the kol man razim don't regenerate itself. Right? So chamay skinon b'shar mini arazim. The arazim that regenerate itself are the other type of arazim, not the main cedar tree. That's some rishonim learn today. Others learn the opposite way. That hakamatim sharmi arazim means that those arazim are ingizim machlev, and the eros itself is machlev. But b'kitzur, there's two different type of arazim because it says k'rab ravuno, dom rab ravuno, amrei rav yud mina arazim heim. There are 10 arazim. Shneema says in the pasuk, etim emidbar. So what? Let's count. Erez, shita, Bahadas, Beit Shemen, Osim Barava, Beroish, Tidar, Usashur. So we have 10 of these arazim. I gotta count it 7 for those following. So we have, so it's good kasha. We have to handle a kasha momentarily. So it says it's 10 type of arazim. So what does all these things mean? Erez is an arazim. That's a cedar tree. Shita is Torinisa. It's a pine tree. Hadas is an asa, which is a myrtle tree. Eitz Shemen is a farsima, which is a balsam tree. Beroish is Barti, which is a boxwood tree. Tidar is Shaga, which I think maybe means a fir tree. That's what Shaga is. Beseshar, it means a Shervina. We're not sure what a Shervina is. So if anything, we're on Akasha, the obvious question. How does Zion have it? That's 7, not 10. You tell me there's 10, there's 7. So Timarki also Ravdimi, Omar, Hosifa Aleim, we moist on that. Aloinim, Almoinim, Almoigim. What are these three? Aloinim is a Butni, which is an elm tree. Almoigim is Baluti, which is an oak tree. And Almugim is Kisisa, Kasisa, which is coral. So that's next three, which is 10 arazim altogether. And the Gemara is answering that the Gizim Achlev is these 10 are Gizim Achlev, besides the Erez. The Erez itself is not Gizim Achlev. Yigid Armi, that we add a different three. Aroinim, Armoinim, Almoigim. Almoigim is the same thing as before. Aroinim is Ore, which is laurel tree. Armoinim is Dulvi, which is chestnut tree. And Almoigim is Kasisa, which is a coral. So Akaponim, that these are the 10 Arazim, and these are the 10 Arazim, and therefore that answers the Kasha of Gizai Machlev.